100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. And the whole team's back.
We're back.
Hello.
How's everyone feeling today?
Mate, flying.
Yeah, lovely to hear. Ari, how are you?
I'm feeling a lot better this morning. I'm more awake today.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. I like your hair. Looks good today.
Thank you.
What is the style when you have two singular bits on each side? I'm trying to learn.
a relaxed, curled, low hair bun do.
Does not sound like you know what that's called.
No.
At all. At all.
Making it up as we go along.
Different corded hat today?
Mate, same corded hat as always. New jacket for you?
Yes, it is. Oh, there we go.
Lovely.
Just trying to keep it stylish. That's what it's all about.
You can't go in a more fashionable team. You couldn't if you
You're
tried.
Absolutely right.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And it's coming to the end of the rugby league season for 2024. Big game this Sunday, as we spoke about earlier, with the Dolphins and Knights, the battle for eighth place. So that's a big one to watch. The other massive one heading into the final leg of the 2024 season, have you guys heard of the Spooner Bowl? The Spooner Bowl. As a play on the word Super Bowl, and it is the battle for the wooden spoon.
Oh.
So the end of the season, last round, round 27, I think this is 16th place versus 17th place. The loser wins the spoon. So it's the Eels v the Tigers this Friday at 6 o'clock, sold out in Campbelltown. And if whoever loses gets the wooden spoon and comes last for the 2024 season.
And then, but they win the spoon.
Win the spoon. And so this is the thing. The professionals have come in saying, this is last week when they were talking about it, because the Tigers had a bye. The Eels are going into round 26 and then round 27.
Diving
into it. That they should have rested their good players for the second last match to bring them out for the final round so they don't get the wooden spoon.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so heading into the final round, again, keep an eye on the Knights because we're battling out. We're going to make the finals. But keep an eye on that. But the other one to watch is who's going to win the wooden spoon, because at this point, it's still very much up in the air.
Do you reckon whoever wins this round, this special round, they'll be nicknamed the Spooners?
Oh, that's it.
Well, get it?
I get it. Yeah. And I tell you what, there's nothing better than spooning.
It's true.
Nothing.
That's true. So another
even
one.
Forking, some say.
Exactly. Another one to watch heading into this weekend.
I'm
who's going
to
take out the wooden spoon?
Okay, quick question, and maybe you know, maybe you don't. Mm. If you come second last versus last, is there any advantage at all?
No, you just have that out on the record.
You're just not wooden spoon.
You're just not last.
That's it. So, there's no other advantage.
You still did a shocking performance throughout the year. You still won the second least amount of games. But hey, at least you weren't dead last.
Okay, that's the only event. Oh, interesting, man.
I still think in the history books, it's got to be etched that the West Tigers have lost the last at least 2 years. They could be going for a third year of coming last. So this year, they're like, we've got to change it. We've had a new coach.
We've got to break the
streak. We have to break the cycle, and it's come down to the wire.
Oh, my God.
Fingers crossed. I mean, if I was a betting man, I'd want the Tigers to win.
Okay.
I'd want the Tigers to win.
But you don't think they will?
It's not looking promising.
I can tell deep down you don't think they will.
New FM. The Novos.
Moving right along, though. Japan, okay, seems to be changing the rules and parameters of living. You know, left, right and centre, trying to dramatically increase the amount of the country's residents actually getting involved and having kids.
Yeah, well, they've had...
doing the do.
They've had, stagnant population growth for, since the 90s.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty intense.
A big problem. 30-something years of population, flat or going down slightly. That's bad for the economy.
Well, that's right, and that's why the government is trying to introduce so many incentives and a different way of living in order to encourage people to get about it and have children. First of all, in the news right now, I want to bring up, apparently the government over there, their idea to woo Tokyo women into marrying men in rural areas by offering cash payouts and train tickets to matchmaking events has actually been scrapped. So this has only just been...
They started it and then they've closed it down.
Yeah, they stalled it. Oh. Yeah. But This is a great idea. It's because they want to increase population out in the rural areas of the country.
But that's not how you do it, I don't think. Because this is an example. You're a young woman who's moved to the city because you want to get away from the country. And they're like, come back to the countryside. Here's a train ticket and some money. That's not going to do it. You've moved to the city for the, you know, for the good life.
For Tokyo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing, yeah.
Well, if they also, what they could have done is also introduce like a folder of like photos and like resumes of men and be like, pick out of these ones and then we'll pay for your train ticket to go and marry him and
just
then
like
start a family.
We're a piece of meat.
Yeah. You know,
that's what I'm getting is they're trying
2024,
to buy love.
Ari? Yeah.
You can't, men are not coming up on brochures. No sirree. You can find them on Tinder and that's it.
Well, wouldn't you think it'd be great if they helped you find love rather than having to like, okay, go out to the country, now you're on your own.
Yeah, that is a bit odd.
It's a bit difficult.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they tried to envision payments of up to 600,000 yen, which is about $4,000 here for women who got married and settled outside of Tokyo.
Four
so there
grand
you go.
To
it's
move,
only 4 grand.
4 grand to move to some hick town? Yep. I don't think so. It's not happening.
Well, if that didn't work, this is still in the works. Also, the Japanese government has expressed their support for a shorter working week. This was a couple of years ago. The concept has been slow to catch on, but it still could be a thing. Proponents of 3 days off encourages people to raise children and those caring for older relatives, whatever. Better work-life balance. People are going to be happier. They want more children.
Now, that is a proper thing that might work.
4 days on, 3 days off?
Yeah, because over there, they're notorious for working crazy long hours, you know, till 10, 11 o'clock at night and 6 days a week.
Yeah, you can't raise a family like that if both of you are doing it.
Well, you wouldn't even want to, you know, because you just think, what, am I going to see my kids 1 day a week? I'll be right, thanks. So that actually could work.
Okay.
Can they change the culture, though? That's the hard thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be hard. I don't think they can. Work and social life are just so ingrained.
That's
so ingrained.
You know, there's the whole thing of they go out after and, like, drink with their boss and stuff until 10, 11 at night during the week.
Craziness.
They can't go home until the boss goes home. That was a big one.
Yeah, society rules. They've got an uphill battle ahead of them.
UFM. The Novos.
Cast your mind back to the 7th of June 2018 when we learnt the story of a corporate executive who led a secret double life as Australia's first poo jogger.
A secret double life?
So, there was multiple times he was caught on camera, and those are the only times he was caught. This was around Melbourne, just pooping in parks, on people's driveways, that sort of stuff. And eventually they caught him, all right? Eventually they found out he was a corporate exec and he was just out for his jogs doing his poos, right?
Wow.
He was Australia's first poo jogger. Then we move forward to 2019. It was around October when Roxy Jasenko, the sort of media magnate from Sydney, had a mystery poo jogger poop up against her building.
I remember this.
Yeah,
this is so funny.
This was big news at the time, and she's since moved to Singapore. So I'm not saying whether the two events are linked or not, but maybe they're linked.
There's no one pooping in Singapore.
Maybe that's why she moved.
Scared her out of the country.
Yeah, made her leave the country. So that was 2019. We now fast forward to last week, and we're moving countries here to America, Louisville, Kentucky.
Of course.
Where this guy came out to his front porch of a morning on Tuesday, this is last week, and found a poo on his porch. He thought, maybe a cat's done it or something like that, right? That's a bit off. Something's weird here.
Yeah.
Then he went back onto his Ring camera, like his doorbell camera, and he realised it wasn't a cat. It was, in fact, a man.
That's shocking.
So he's cleaned it up. He's gone, whatever, some weirdo's pooed on my porch. Move on with your life. Then, the following Thursday, he's back again during the night. He does it again. Friday, he's back a third time. The guy tries to run out and confront him, but just misses him. So he's now been back on 3 separate incidences. And furthermore, there have been 3 different police reports in the area about porch pooping.
What?
Jeez.
We have ourselves a serial porch pooper.
Hang on a second. This makes no sense. He's obviously doing this on purpose. It's not like he just needed to go.
Obviously. It's just random people's houses. He's going up to their front porch. And he's, I don't know. I guess so. There's toilets everywhere.
The idea of copycats is funny, though, isn't it?
I know.
That somebody's done it. And then other people in the world went, that's a brilliant idea.
And not only that, they've gone, I'm going to do my own spin on it.
Yes.
I'm not going to do it in parks.
It's almost like another spin on, you remember like in all those movies like Benchwarmers and things like that, how they get like the dog poo or something in a paper bag, light it on fire and knock on the doors. It's like that.
Well, except
we had a guy at school, this is many, many years ago, who decided that it would be funny, and we still don't know who it is, I'll put the record out there, that he would drop one in the middle of the bathroom floor of the men's toilet.
Oh, my God.
And he'd just do it and leave it there. And it was called the Brown Bandit. That was what everybody labelled him. So then the school was so confident that they've got the right guy, and so they suspended him. So they suspended one person. And while this person was on suspension, someone else did it in the bathroom wrote on the mirror, the Brown Bandit strikes again.
Oh, my God.
And it's like...
So then he was wrongfully accused.
Was he wrongfully accused, or was it a copycat? Had he passed? Had he given the flame and the torch to somebody else and said, "You're up. They're on to me. It's your turn now."
Nobody will ever know. No,
and then everyone's left the school now, and again, it's still a mystery who was the Brown Bandit.
Oh my God!
The tale of the Brown Bandit continues.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Anyone who knows me knows the fact that I love me a cheeky Macca's run.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, love the coffee. It's great.
You had one yesterday, yeah?
Yes, I did. And it was sensational.
Nice.
This morning, I've got a bone to pick.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
I'm not going to name the actual suburban names of where these Macca's are from this morning. But
is it the World's End one?
No.
Shut up, Kruger.
So it was one near me, one near here at the studio. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So this morning... First and foremost, went to one of them because I wanted a dirty chai latte. It's my favourite thing to order these days.
Okay.
And Macca's do it so well.
Sure.
Got the order, had a couple of sips in the car, no chai. It was just a really gross, like bitter latte thing, whatever. I don't even know what it was, but it was not coffee. It was gross. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to one nearer to the studio because I'm determined to have this dirty chai.
Yeah.
Second time. Different Macca's restaurant, no chai.
What's happened there?
Same stuff. So I'm like, I'm not going round for a third time. So I just came in to work and just kind of added a ton of sweeteners and a bit more milk just to kind of make it a bit more.
That's so disappointing. Because you know what? When you go for a takeaway coffee, wherever it is, you get your expectations up, don't you? You're like, this is going to be fantastic. Your brain's ready for the caffeine hit. And then when it does not hit... You're just very disappointed.
Well, especially because Macca's are just quite uniform with their food and drinks, right?
It should all be the same. You should be every time you know what you're going to get and you expect it and it's there to a certain level of quality.
Well, this week I'm off them.
Pick up their game. Yeah, Ari's coming for you.
Get your chai sorted.
That's it.
Well, fingers crossed they get it back. Fingers crossed.
New FM. Hey, we're going to want to remember. The Novos. On this day.
The 3rd of September, it was on this day back in 1901 that the flag of Australia was officially adopted by the Australian government, which makes today Australian National Flag Day as of 1996.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah, so it was the first time back in 1901 that the Australian flag was flown. And so, again, it's a day to commemorate and to look upon the flag.
Absolutely. Hey, over the weekend, yesterday... flags on the Harbour Bridge, half mast. Everyone was like, what's going on? Turns out it's due to the wind.
Oh.
They brought them.
They would have copped an absolute beating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the flags would, they'd be a bit worse for wear today.
Probably.
I would say so.
I reckon. There's always a lot of discussion about whether we should change the flag.
A lot.
It's only a matter of time. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's only a matter of time until it happens.
At some point, I think it will. I think you're right.
Some point. 1939, on this day, Britain declared war on Germany following the invasion of Poland, which in turn means that Australia declared war on Germany.
Of course.
So Australia followed suit and jumped into World War II. 1967, it was on this day that Sweden switched from driving on the left-hand side of the road, the correct side of the road, to the right-hand side of the road. Now, like the Americans. Now, why would you do that?
That's
why would you do that?
Yeah, I agree.
Inconvenient.
Can you imagine the havoc it would have caused with people that knew that the change was happening versus the people that didn't know the change was happening. And the roads would be an absolute disaster.
Well, yeah, it's not the first and only time that's happened. I think Tonga did it as well, or no, American Samoa as well.
Okay.
And they do like a certain time, like 2 o'clock or whatever, and everyone just drives to the other side of the road.
Shocking. No, 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 no.
It's so confusing.
It is.
I've driven in the States before, yeah. And it is so hard. It is like the having to concentrate that you're on the correct side of the road is a whole thing. I was in a car
with... It's roundabouts that get you.
Oh, there's no roundabouts in America.
That's what you don't have to worry about.
Thank heavens. I was in a car with a bunch of Australians, so four of us in the car, and the person driving turned onto the left-hand side of the road.
No. This is everyone screaming at him.
Nobody realised.
Oh.
And so we were flying down this road. Again, it was in the middle of North Carolina, so there's nothing there. A couple of
pretty
sticks
quiet.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
Very quiet. But you're going down the left-hand side of the road, and then somebody went, hang on, this is right. And we were going down for at least a minute and then went, oh. Very, very lucky. Because we just turned the corner. We just took a wide right as you should.
As you should.
As you should.
Holy dooly.
Get it right. No right on red either. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. 1970, Bill Halley in his comments, they turned down a $30,000 offer to come down under and do 15 shows. Now, bit of maths. It's 30,000 American dollars. Which is the equivalent to today's $600,000 Australian dollars, $40,000 a show, and they went, no, thank you.
Why would you say no to that?
It's the equivalent of back in today's money.
I guess they were just rich enough, maybe?
Oh, sorry, we have too much money.
So no one ever.
Yeah, I don't know. Some musicians, they just go, that'll do.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
God.
Again, they didn't want to come, so they didn't.
Yep.
Again, on this day in 2020, Robert Pattinson got COVID, which affected the production of The Batman, which was the movie he was starring in at the time. And it's funny looking back that Hollywood is still recovering from COVID, the writer's strike, and everything else that went along with it in that 2 or 3 year period.
Mm.
That, again, it's just been a flow-on effect.
Yeah,
that all these actors and the film productions and the crews still can't keep up. Treading water big time.
Yeah, well, what you got to remember, and it's often hard because we just see a TV show, it's on, you watch it for 5 weeks or whatever, and it's done. But it takes them years to make some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And there's the build-up, you got to get the money together, you got to get everyone organised.
I know with the writer's strike, there's been a lot of chatter about certain movies that have come out and they go, oh, well, you obviously contributed to that during the writer's strike, you shouldn't be doing that. And you go, oh, come on, how are you going to write?
They need work.
Exactly. Birthdays today, Charlie Sheen's 59, Red Foo's 49, Australian sports reporter Mel McLaughlin, 45, and Knights legend Robbie O'Davis is 52 today. It is National Skyscraper Day and Telephone Tuesday, so get on the blow and ring your friends.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Lately, I've been doing quite a bit of admin for the moment. You know, it's still tax time, still getting all that sorted. Of course, helping mum and dad find their accommodation and booking stuff for their Tassie trip, which is coming up very, very soon. And doing some of these tasks, I'm always reaching for usually a computer or my laptop or something to do them, whereas I've then got my phone handy for other functions, like, of course, texting and listening to music and whatever.
You're a modern woman with all of this technology. A laptop
and a phone.
How does she do it? Well, that's a great question.
So this got me thinking, along with a couple of posts that I have seen on socials recently, are there certain tasks that are either laptop or phone jobs?
Ah, yes.
So you use a certain device for a certain function.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
So I thought we could go around the team and get, I guess, each other's opinions on what you use your devices for.
Sure.
And why.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, booking a holiday, are you using your laptop to do that or your phone?
Laptop, solid laptop for me.
Okay.
I'd use my phone.
Really?
I use my phone for pretty much everything.
See, here's the difference I'll do. I might search for things on my phone. Like, this hotel looks good.
Yep.
But it comes to the booking, the nitty-gritty, I'll grab my laptop to put in the credit card details and stuff.
I've only had a laptop for 2 years.
Oh!
Before that, I never had a laptop.
Really?
Didn't need one. So everything I've done is on my phone.
Okay.
There you go.
Not even a desktop computer?
Nope.
None of that.
Never needed one.
What about a tablet?
No, I had one, but I didn't use it.
Yeah, right.
Just didn't need one. Everything is on my phone.
Interesting.
Far out. All right.
What else have we got?
So you've got booking holidays on your phone. What about banking? Are you a mobile banker or a laptop banker?
Mobile.
Okay, so here's another interesting one. Mostly I'll do mobile banking, transfers, bank transfer, this and that, whatever. But then I needed to look up, like, what some interest amount had been gained over the, like, paid over the year or something on my mortgage or whatever. That you had to use a laptop. That function wasn't on the mobile app. Oh, my God. I was like, first you had to Google how to do it, and then it's like, click this and down, drop down this menu, and I was like, just put it on the phone app, would you? Come on, it's 2024. Surely I'm not the only one that needs this feature.
Yeah. Okay. What about responding to and sending emails? I can't do the whole phone thing with the emails. I hate it. I only do it if I absolutely have to and I'm in a bind.
Phone. I'll go short email phone, but if I want to craft a message, you know, that has some depth and meaning to it, perhaps.
Who are you sending those to? Perhaps
maybe I'm including an acrostic poem or something like that. Yeah, that's it. A love note to my wife. That'll be on a laptop.
Okay.
Laptop only.
All right. Well, two more things. Online shopping. What are you doing?
Phone. Literally.
Phone. I think I'm phone.
I'm only phone.
Okay. Phone. Online shopping for me, definitely laptop every time.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I feel like I can see the clothes or the items a lot easier.
Oh, bigger screen, is it?
Yeah, 100%. And plus, I trust it more with my banking details.
That's so ridiculous.
It's still the technology that's gone. They're going to steal your data anyway.
They're going to steal... If you ever buy anything ever, it's stolen. All your data's stolen. Just assume it's gone.
Okay, righto. One more. One more to wrap us up. Applying for jobs.
Oh.
Like your resume.
Well, actually, I will use a computer for that because everything's saved on the computer.
Right.
Hard drives.
Everything's on the hard drive.
Oh, no,
I'm not writing essays on my Microsoft Word document on the phone. No, thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Like a longer, long-form thing, you go computer.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you, Ari?
Oh, I have to apply for jobs on a laptop.
Yeah. There's something about it. Feels you get in the professional frame of mind.
Well,
you feel like, oh, I'm at work.
Actually, I'm a fiend for if I'm going away, which I've done this before.
Yeah.
If I go away, I'll write everything up beforehand, download it onto my Google Drive, and then do it all on my phone as I go.
Oh.
And then if it's
like
a radio
a work
job.
From home or something.
Well, that's the thing. If it's anything to do with radio, air checks and past stuff, I make a file and then just put it in my cloud.
God, he's clever, isn't
and
he?
And then just download it and send it as needed. Yeah.
Tech wizard.
I still don't know what a cloud is.
Yeah.
Okay, with
that's
the time.
Something
get
you.
Times.
That is a different thing and a whole different discussion.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
An absolute carnage online yesterday. Taylor Swift level pandemonium for these Bluey coins. Oh. Have you seen this?
Yes.
That they've dropped a whole bunch of Bluey coins and memorabilia. Legal tender in Australia. You can pick up a $1 Bluey coin for $10 off the Australia Post website.
Oh, for goodness
sake. And then you get them in like certain packages and stuff like that, and it goes up from there. Australia Post website went down.
What?
Like, full crash the website, went down, downward spiral, big time. And we've seen this with Taylor Swift. We've seen it with now Bluey. Oasis and the Ticketmaster thing that happened over in the UK over the last couple of days. Get it together. You know that this is going to happen. Yeah. What are these website providers doing?
Rent another server for the week.
Yeah.
The first week. That's all you need.
Yep.
And then you just that'll be it. There's like server farms that are full ready to go for this sort of stuff.
You can hardly say that they don't know this is going to happen.
Yeah.
People were stealing Bluey coins, and there was the story about whether they'd actually been stolen in the lead up. Because these are things going to be so valuable on the second-hand market.
It'll only be for a while, though.
But every time, like these websites, well, for the Bluey situation, it's a one-off instance, like, of course. But, like, if you know that these artists are going to be touring or you know that this thing is going to be popular, do something about it. Don't go, she'll be right, because she won't be right.
That's
the Aussie mentality.
Yeah, that's it. I can just imagine the IT officer at Australia Post. I know he's wearing shorts. I've just got that vibe. And she'll be right, mate.
Australia Post having a rough deal of it. Well, first they have to deal with the Wall's End Post Office situation.
Right.
And now they have to deal with this.
It's all chaos.
It's from bad to us.
Yeah, that's it.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's not many things that my wife and I disagree on.
Okay.
But this one is right to our core. We seriously disagree when it comes to buying orange juice.
What? Is it the brand?
No, brand's not an issue. The issue is pulp versus no pulp.
This happens in my household too.
My wife, Emmy, loves no pulp orange juice and hates any pulp.
Why?
Well,
good on her.
I did. What? I don't
good
know.
On her.
What?
Good on her. No pulp's the way to go.
Hang on. Is it a textural thing?
I like the texture of pulp.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of fiber in there. And I think, why would you want no pulp orange juice? It feels like just cordial.
Yep.
And it feels artificial.
Yep.
And orange juice is supposed to have pulp in it. That's why when you juice an orange, bits fall in. That's how it's meant to be.
I'm not drinking anything that leaves a residue of stuff all over my tongue. No, thank you. I'm not drinking, like, crunchy water. Nothing. If my water's got floaties in it, I'm chucking it out.
So does that mean you don't eat Cocoa Pops?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
There we go. Okay, so you're obviously Team Emmy No Pulp as well, then. Interesting.
It's the only way to go.
It's such a clear, it's such a nothing drink. When it has pulp, it becomes so much more significant and weighty.
But why would you want that? You just want something that's refreshing. If I want something that's refreshing, I don't want a meal. And I feel like I'm eating oranges if I'm eating with pulp, drinking it with pulp.
Okay. Now, Ari, where do you sit on this?
100% a pulp gal. I agree with your argument, Crevo, whereby, you know, it adds an element of taste and wonderment and
texture.
The experience, the texture.
Yeah.
Pulp is good and it actually tastes like real oranges.
Team pulp.
Whereas, if it... start movement. But, like, my dad in my household does not like pulp.
Oh, he's anti-pulp as well?
Yeah, mum couldn't care less. She doesn't drink it.
Dad's a smart man.
Very smart man. This is the debate, obviously, that's been happening in my house. I've kicked it off in the studio now. If we buy a team communal orange juice, there's going to be a massive argument at the supermarket. This is what I wanted to do here. I want to get Newcastle's temperature on this. 4967-4105, are you Team Scott and you think no pulp is better?
Easily.
Or are you Team Ari and Crevo and you think pulp is good, it's more nutritious, it tastes better, texture's better, all these sensible arguments?
Is there scientific evidence that it is healthier to drink with pulp?
Yes, there is.
There's
more what's called flavonoids, which are beneficial to the body, more fibre, which is always good to have. So, yes, the science is in our corner, but we just want to know which is better here, which you prefer.
Live Google, just as a side note, pulp contains fibre, regulates the digestive system, keeps blood sugars more stable. So, yeah, apparently there are some benefits.
There'd be health benefits to drinking normal orange juice with no pulp as well.
You'd
still get plenty of fibre in that.
Okay, well, this is the debate. 4967-4105, your Team Scott, no pulp, or your Team Ari and Crevo, pulp, for the win. In Tenilba Bay, Jamie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm a no pulp fan.
Thank you.
But I'll drink either.
Oh, you... Wait, so you're fencing.
Okay. We don't like fences.
Jamie, even though we disagreed on this topic, it was going so well until you sat on the fence. It's been a pleasure having you on, though. All right, let's go to one more, shall we?
In Aberglass and Selena. Morning, Selena. Tell me you like no pulp.
I hate pulp. It'd be just like drinking juice.
No.
Thank you.
What?
It is a good day to be me.
We're whitewashed with no pulp drinkers in here, is not how I thought this was going to go.
You know what, though, guys and Crevo, I think we've been stitched up a bit here because the phones say no pulp is best, but our poll up on Instagram at @thenovos_ says pulp is best at 67%, but no pulp only sitting on 33%. So Instagram, we win, Crevo. Scott wins on the phones.
But
we got a message on Instagram too that was like Scott all the way, and I'm like, God, I appreciate that. Thank you.
On balance, then I think we've got to give it to no pulp.
Absolutely.
Even though deep down,
we know what's better.
We know what's better.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
And if you want want to get your hands on some more prizes, here's your chance to win some, of course. This is Lowest to Lux, our top billing game. We love this one. How it works, we give you three items of any kind. You're going to listen for us from the cheapest all the way through to the most expensive. There's only three items, so it's not too hard. So let's meet our contestant for this morning, boys.
All right, it's Jeff in Black Hill. How are you, Jeff?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Love it. You know how this game works?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
Very good.
Excellent.
Don't think I've ever heard a better phone line in my life.
Yeah, it's clear. Actually extraordinary. What phone are you using, Jeff?
I'm using an Oppo.
An Oppo.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm very familiar with the Oppo.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Is it quite new or?
No, it's very old and battered.
You are clear as a bell, Jeff.
Yeah, it's actually extraordinary. I love it. What are the acoustics of the room? What sort of room are you in?
I'm in the kitchen.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. All terrible phone lines that call this show, buy an old Oppo and stand in the kitchen because this is fantastic. All right, let's get into it, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Tiny bit of a theme for you today for this game. Mario Kart toys are launching in Happy Meals this week at Macca's.
Oh, that will go ballistic.
Yeah, I reckon. The real ones. So your Mario Kart is your theme for today. Let's jump into it, Jeff. The first item on the list is the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe game on Nintendo Switch from JB. Okay, that's your first item. The second one is a Mario Kart Racer quilt cover set from Target. And then last is a Mario Kart Red Shell Lite, which comes with sound. So just to recap there for you, the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe game on Nintendo Switch, you've got the Mario quilt cover set, and then the Red Shell Lite with sound. Mm. Which one do you think's cheapest there, Jeff?
The Red Shell Lite. That sounds interesting.
Mm.
I'll go the quilt from Target.
Okay.
Okay, quilt set. Ooh.
Quilt set. Is that so? What's in that? Is that sheets and a quilt top and a pillowcase?
Yeah,
is the
that.
Whole set?
Yeah, okay. The whole chemise.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'll go the Red Shell Light then.
Okay. Bit more information.
A bit
switching
like Red Light District.
Yeah. You know what? Some people like that sort of thing, right? All right.
Okay.
So we're going the light, the cheapest.
Yes.
What do you want next?
The Target.
The quilt set. Okay. Yeah. And then what do you? And then what? That leaves the
deluxe game.
Yeah. All right.
Lock it in.
Let's reveal some prices.
Okay. Can confirm that the Red Shell Light with sound. $20.
That's cheap.
It's not bad from BW. Yeah, not bad. Then the quilt cover set from Target. $40.
Oh, lucky you switched those two. Jeez, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. And the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe game on Nintendo Switch. $69.
You've
got it,
Jeff! Jeff. I love the whistling. You know what? And down the best phone line in Newcastle. It's just absolutely superb. We've been winners all round. Congratulations, Jeff.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Thieves sometimes, for the start, for the record, don't condone thieving.
Yes.
Not at all. There is no such thing as a good thief. Wrong thing to do. However, sometimes a story comes across the desk and you go, you know what? I admire the hustle. Like, that was creative, the way that you got away with it. A bloke in Wollongong has been caught out, been full gotcha'd by a current affair because he would buy cheap chocolates, specifically caramello koalas, and then he would take the barcode part of the wrapper and blue tack it to his fingers.
Oh.
So then the next time he went back into Coles, he picked up an expensive item and scanned the cheap barcode that was stuck to his finger and then put the expensive item in the bag. And so when you watch the cameras, he's still scanning stuff, but he's doing the old 1-2 switcheroo.
Bait and switch nearly.
Very devious, isn't it?
Very, very devious. It's
a lot of effort as well has gone into that.
Again, we don't condone stealing, but it's pretty ingenious.
Yeah.
Like, and it's taken a while for him to catch up to him. So how does he rank among some of the thieves that I've seen from working in supermarkets for 12 years?
Oh, this is fun.
Is he the ultimate thief? So I need you two to tell me, is he better or worse than these thieves that I've caught / the team I worked with have caught?
Okay. I'm ready.
Is the guy that sticks the barcode for the caramel koala to his fingertip a better thief than somebody who hides products under a pram or under a blanket in a pram?
Oh, I've seen
much better.
Much better. So he's automatically beaten the pram person.
The pram thief.
Unless you, like, swaddle, like, a watermelon or something. Take that away.
No,
swaddling would be better, but this isn't. That wasn't the question.
Not the question.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Is the bloke with the barcode on his fingertips better than somebody who puts things in their own bags and then says, "Oh no, I bought these from another store. I just didn't get the receipt. I bought them from home."
And he's better than that,
mate. It's all the products are Coles branded.
You brought eggs from home, did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so he's better than that person.
Yeah.
Is the bloke with the barcode on his fingertips better than a two-man operation where somebody rams their trolley into the fire door, opens it, and somebody's on the other side to grab it and pull it through? And so then the other person walks out, so they get traction of them walking into the store and out of the store with nothing, and not what? That this person mysteriously disappeared.
Oh, that is very creative.
Yeah.
It's not. I think fingertips man might be sleeker though, yep. And also your personnel costs are lower.
Yeah.
So I'm still saying fingertips man still wins.
Okay. Yeah. He's on the wicket here. He's going to the top.
Yeah.
Is the bloke with the barcode on his fingertips better than somebody who steals home brand products like Coles or Woolies products, and then goes to the front desk asking for a refund because you don't need to present a receipt because it's a home branded product?
So yeah, he's better than that.
He's better than that. But then again, but they're getting financial gain and they don't have to keep the light bulb that they've nicked from aisle two. Yeah.
But also, they're getting like $2.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas he's gotten a high value item.
Yeah. All right. So he's made it. So he's better than that person. Yeah. Well, he's made it to the top of the tree. It's the final boss. Is the bloke with the barcode on his fingertips the ultimate thief? Is he better than somebody who ran into a store, looked suspicious, and so the team said, on the PA system, the microphone goes around the store. Security to aisle three. Security to aisle three. He and his mates walked in, I should say. This bloke ran back up to the front desk of Coles, picked up the microphone and said, cancel that last call, hung up the microphone, and then he and his friends ran out with all the stolen stuff.
That one has to win.
That's better.
That's better. That's better. Yeah.
I'm not beating the final boss. He's
he's barcode finger man. You've got yourself a silver medal.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And here's a bit of easy money for you. The headline reads, high-end Aussie company advertises fake jobs to fill the office because the boss is coming in for the day.
Oh.
So they must have pitched that they have a workforce of XYZ amount of people, but it's not. It's just a couple of people working behind a screen. And they've said, all right, cool. Let's come in and meet everybody. And so now they've put up an advertisement for $150 a day over a two-day affair with 2 days yesterday and then tomorrow
this
as well.
This is so funny.
To come in here, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything except your own personal stuff on your own computer or just in front of you.
Oh, wow.
You need to look the part. You don't need to speak to anybody. And you get paid $150 just to look like this is the office.
Oh, my God. So, maybe just a bit of office attire. Know how to alt-tab between a spreadsheet and the internet, and you're good to go.
Seeking individuals to temporarily act as office staff during important VIP client visit. You can't make it up.
So, I love this. So it's clients are coming in the office, and they go, oh, mate, we've got a massive office out there. Absolutely packed.
It's technically like in a little acting job, isn't it?
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Looking to build your career.
Yeah.
Go to Seek.
Get this on your resume.
Seek is the spot to be.
No more Star Now profiles, guys.
Yeah, it's Seek is it.
And $150 a day. I'll take
pretty cruise.
I'll take that to sit there at Instagram. Thank you very much.
Oh, how about this? Get a little remote from work from home situation.
Oh.
You're getting paid to get paid. I love getting paid twice on the same day. It's the best.
Cash money. Thank you very much.
Yeah, certainly.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday was so windy.
Yeah, it was.
It was wild. Gale force winds around a lot of the region. There was, some incidences that I found online straight away around Newcastle. There was a bloke who parked his, four-wheel drive just on a quiet street away from trees. He's like, looked safe. A giant sign got blown over straight onto his car.
Yeah, I saw that.
Taken out. There was also, this is on a local Facebook group, someone was saying that they had an argument with their neighbour. They were trying to fix the fence last weekend. And then the neighbour was like, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. We'll get professionals in. So they stopped. The fence then got blown over yesterday.
No.
Absolute disaster.
Mm.
The wind was out of control. I know there must have been stuff that happened. So this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. What happened in the wind? Maybe it was like yesterday's gale force winds, or maybe it was sometime in the past, something, you know, crazy blew into your yard or blew away, that sort of stuff, or got out of control. Wind can have a quite intense effect on things that you don't expect. Just near the Stag and Hunter on Maitland Road there in Mayfield yesterday, the overarching traffic light was bobbing up and down concerningly. Like it was bouncing. And I was like, that's not meant to be bouncing.
Yeah, no.
Some things are meant to be bouncing. Bouncy castles, for example, not traffic lights.
You can pull one out for me.
Yeah.
I lost a cord hat in the wind.
Oh,
my God.
I went and retrieved it, but it fell off my head, and everyone got a good look at my natural hair. So now how I feel about that.
Neither do I. So this is the sort of stuff we're after. Have you ever had anything disappear or any wincidence before, Ari?
Oh, I've lost a whole, not a jumper, but like one of those, just a long sleeve light jacket or whatever. So it wasn't too thick and heavy.
That also disappeared in the wind?
Yeah, it was on the clothesline. It blew off because, you know, wind's it's a bit windy.
Big wincident. We've had a couple of them here. This is what we're after.
Yeah, we do have a message come through from Jasmine just recently. She was telling us that the wind busted through their roller door at work. She sent some photos through as well.
Oh, my God.
It's basically like just a regular security
door.
Yeah, and it's just fully concaved it.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah.
Intense. Mm. Intense indeed. In Cardiff, Liz, what happened with the wind?
Mine story is a little bit embarrassing, and it was a couple of years ago, but it was pretty much similar to yesterday, only probably a bit worse, and I lost some washing, and little bits and pieces ended up in the neighbour's yard,
I see what you mean.
And then there was a note on the door, like a note with them folded up at my door. Do these belong to you?
Do these belong to you?
At least they were folded.
Yeah.
You know what? You take the wind, I mean, in that situation, don't you? God, that could be very embarrassing.
It would be.
Especially if I lost my thongs, you know?
Well, of course, lace ones.
Yeah.
Of course. The Gilliston Heights Morning Carmen, tell us what happened with the wind.
Good morning. So a few years ago, back in a big storm that we had, had a big 16-foot trampoline. Went out to tie it down, and as I went to tie it down, it started to lift up, so I tried to hold on to it to hold it down. I kind of went a little bit Mary Poppins with it and started flying through the air, and it got stuck between the house and the shed, thankfully. A bit scary, but...
a 16-foot trampoline? That's wild. Oh, my God. You got to be so careful. Tie your trampolines down when it's going to be windy is the lesson there.
Mm.
Who knew they could go flying? That's wild.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So in preparation for my brother and sister-in-law to go over to move to America, of course, they're bringing their dogs, Princeton and Murphy. They're obviously not going to leave them in Australia. They want them to come live with them.
That takes ages, though, doesn't it, getting all that sorted?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a headache, but they're getting it situated and sorted, so it's fine. But one of the things that they have to do is try and get the boys to be comfortable in, like, these big crates that they can obviously put in the airplanes to fly them over there as well. Princeton, the older guy, like, he'll be fine. But Murphy, who just turned 3, he's still got a few behavioural issues and he's still afraid of crates and things. So one of the things that they're doing is crate training again, but he's going in there on his own now, but they're using, like, a fun little training thing to get him to be comfortable. So we saw it on the weekend. So we get, like, one of his toys and one of his favourite little blankets, put it in the crate, and then we say, Murphy, go to America. And
then he gets a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's their little catchphrase. Yeah. And he just walks in, lies down, and just looks at you.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Another thing they should probably do is get a little drinks trolley and walk it up and down past him so he's used to the noise. And be like, and, you know, do the old, do you want any drinks there? Do you want ice with that? And just keep saying stuff like that. So he's used to it come time to fly. That's my top tip.
Puppy-friendly whiskey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is just regular whiskey, I think.
Oh, oh dear. I want to try that.
I think it's fine to give your dogs alcohol, isn't it?
I don't know.
Make them sleep quicker.
It's probably not. No. Obviously, I'm joking. No, don't go and give your dogs alcohol.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now we're talking the Oasis reunion tour, though. This is... Oh, look, it's been all over the news. They initially that said they were offered £50 million to start with. Mm. And obviously the tickets are in great demand because even if you get tickets to, say, the last show in the tour, there's no guarantee they'll play them all.
Mm.
Because in the last time they broke up, they literally broke up just before they went on stage, didn't even play the show.
No, one of them's going to be throwing the tambourine at the other.
That's it. They could be having a bad, moody temper tantrum at any time, and your dreams of seeing Oasis live may be up in flames.
Mm. To be fair, I'd still be pretty happy with that.
Well, like if they did that live on stage and you were there.
If they did it live on stage, you'd go, that'll do me.
Yeah. you've witnessed a bit of history, right?
Yeah.
Now, the ticket buying, though, has been a full frenzy. So it started off, the cheapest tickets were £135, right? But they quickly increased in price even on the official website because they were offered as in demand and went up to £355 each.
Come off it.
Which is outrageous. Like, people could see this in front of their eyes. Their tickets they were ready to buy for £135 went up to £355 plus fees. Now, Oasis themselves have said, we don't want anybody reselling these for more than their face value.
Mm.
And they reckon they're going to have rules in place to stop that. What are your thoughts on ticket resellers? Scott, you first.
Don't have a problem with it, but don't take the mickey.
Right.
Don't take them. Like, if you're going to resell it for whatever purpose, you're not buying it for 100 and selling it for 3. Nah, you can't.
Why
do
not?
That. Nah.
What's the difference between selling that for more and, I don't know, you buy a house and then sell it, you know, 10 years later for more? You'd hope so, right?
You'd hope so. But at the same time, you're taking the mickey.
It's an investment. Buying the tickets to an Oasis concert, isn't it?
I'd say it's an experience. That the experience of it is not the same as the experience of buying a house and letting something accumulate in value.
All right, what are your thoughts, Ari? Reselling tickets for a higher price.
So, like what you said, you know, these tickets are sold out, right?
Highly in demand.
Yeah, highly in demand. Okay, so if all the tickets are sold out, absolutely you could sell it for more.
What about like $5,000 for a ticket? So someone's absolutely...
Oh, well, that's just overdoing it. But if you're selling it for a couple hundred more, yeah.
What if people are willing to pay, what is wrong with that? We live in a capitalist society.
People offered me $700 each for Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, absolutely not. I know you paid 60 for them. Like 60.
Oh, that's what they were trying to sell
them
to you.
They were trying to sell them to me out the front of a Core Stadium when she was here.
Do you think they sold them?
Probably.
Yeah, right.
Probably. And it's, again, at what point is it just greedy? And if you're taking them for the purpose of reselling,
yeah,
you know, nah, I don't like it.
I don't mind it. I think
of course you would. Mark Trevo, the businessman.
I think our entrepreneurial. If you get them, get them.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
The family road trip. We did a bit of reflecting on what it was like to be in the car when we were all growing up.
Oh, my God.
What we used to do.
And, along the journey.
Yeah, my partner Britt and I recently took a trip out to Dungog.
Yeah.
And it was a great little drive. Fantastic, perfect scenery, everything along the way. But it brought back a lot of, oh, we used to do this when we were kids in the car. Windmill spotting. And I don't know whether it was a game that Mum and Dad...
I think they might have made that up.
100% they did. They set it up and said, you've got to look out for windmills. And it became a staple in our long-distance driving experiences that my sister and I would sit in the back seat and look for windmills, meaning we weren't causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
And still to this day, 25 years later...
Windmill spotting.
I'm still spotting windmills with my partner.
So
that's fun.
That is fun. Were you guys, obviously, siblings in the car? Was there any arguments along the way?
Not that I remember. Not big ones.
Right.
Not ones where it was like, we're pulling the car around or we're turning the car around. There'll be no Cape Canaveral for anybody if you get the reference. But none of that. But little things along the way.
It would bug you.
It would bug you about the road trip, yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Ari? Did you have any arguments with your sibling along the way?
Yeah, I did. Two spring to mind immediately. So we actually did a similar trip to what producer Mark did.
Yeah.
So we drove from Holmesville, so down here, all the way up to the Gold Coast for the theme parks, whatever. So that's about an 8-hour drive. This was back in the day when we were kids. So the first argument that ensued during this road trip was, Mom, Ari's feet is on my side of the back seat.
Oh, like, what a nightmare.
She's in my half. She's past the line. Blah, blah. Now, and the other one was because we needed something to do. We needed to play a game while we were in the car. So we used to have, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards and, like, Pokemon cards and things
smart.
Like that.
Yeah
the old-fashioned trading games and whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, always thought about, you know, who had what cards. It's not fair that you have the stronger cards and I have the weaker Pokemon or the weaker Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
And who got them and who they belong to.
Yeah, Samuel always won that argument. No one was ever on my side.
What a nightmare. Yeah. I was obviously an only child, so a lot of long road trips along the way. Biggest nightmare was running out of batteries.
Because
you had Game Boy, that was the top one, and you also had, like, Discman for music.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ran out of batteries, oh, please, can we get some more at the servo? And they're always like $12 for one double A. They always sting you. We used to sting you so bad. And then snacks as well. You're always bugging them at the servo. Come on, can we get an ice cream or whatever? Oh, they're so expensive, all this sort of stuff.
I kind of feel sorry for my folks in reflection on the road trips because, again, never speed. Never, ever speed.
Sure.
We used to have a Commodore which had a setting in it that if you went over a certain speed, like you set the speed, it would beep at you.
Oh, I remember these.
And
these,
so, if we're doing the road trip, say mum was driving, because my grandmother used to live down the south coast.
Yeah.
If we were doing the trip to the south coast and back again and dad was working, he didn't come for whatever reason, we'd get home and tell dad, oh, the car beeped six times while mum was driving.
And
we do the same thing to dad as well, but you go,
you're little nuts.
Exactly.
The two of you.
Now, as a driver myself, you go, well, that's really poor.
And it's so petty as well. Those little alarms were so annoying, right? My mum had one on an old like little Nissan.
Mm.
The problem was it used to beep at 107 kilometres an hour.
So annoying.
Just under the speed limit.
Oh.
So my dad was like, stuff it. He didn't care. So he'd just drive at 110 with it beeping the whole way.
No.
Oh, my God. No wonder I wanted the batteries for the Discman. I just needed to hear something else other than that damn beeping.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Look, the last week or so, there's been a few fires around. And I just want to do a bit of a PSA.
Yep.
If you see one, just quickly report it. It's so easy. You can do it through the app. You can give them a ring and just get it reported, because if they don't know about it, they can't put it out. The quicker these ones get put out, these little ones that are springing up, the better. There's been a few grass fires around. There's one at Warrabrook. There's one at Taralba as well. And we just want to get this under control as quickly as possible so our fireys can just get back to being monitoring, you know. We don't want to tire them out too early in the season, basically. So if you see something, quickly report it. That's just my message. And let's keep everyone safe this fire season around the Hunter, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, there has been a little bit of an incident that's been posted on Newcastle Reddit's page. It's interesting. Krivo, you seen this yesterday afternoon, and of course you shared it with us and we all had to jump on and have a look. So in the main street of Hamilton, it appears, there's been a little bit of an accident between two cars. Everyone seems to be okay, but it's a little bit, I guess, heated.
It's a road rage incident, really. I think it's Beaumont Street. It looks like Beaumont. You can't fully tell, but from what I can see, it's Beaumont Street.
Absolutely. So it's between this red car and a white car. Basically, there's been a bit of a prank. Someone's gone up the backside of one of the cars.
Yeah.
And as they... well, probably reversed away. They've got a bit of distance between them now. The bumper bus...
The car behind.
Yeah, the car behind. So the front bumper bar, I guess you could say, has completely come off.
And gotten stuck on the tow bar of the car in front.
Wild.
Yeah, and everyone's piled out of the cars and they start laying into each other. Someone's filming. Thank you to whoever filmed it. Because have a listen to this. If you can figure out what they're saying, because we've beeped out all of the naughty stuff.
Hey! You happy? You fucking happy? You didn't say
Oh my God.
Now, this video has also garnered nearly 300 comments in less than 24 hours.
It goes down on Beaumont Street.
Damn. Like, honestly, some of the comments, though, holy dooly, one of them, this is my favourite one of all. This should be, this should be on an Australian tourism commercial.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but it's definitely funny. Do yourself a favour and have a look. It's just people very, very agitated about something that's gone down on the road.
And look, everyone seems okay. It hasn't caused too much damage, but still, like, another couple of comments saying, look, tailgaters are such an issue in Newcastle.
That is so true. But look, all I'll say is, it's a fender bender. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing's gone terribly wrong. Everyone just needs to relax. There's no need for that level of frustration.
Best drivers in the world here in Newcastle.
Well, that best drivers. I couldn't agree more.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And we're pretty much done for today.
Let's go.
Exciting. Ari, what are you doing, Savo?
I'm very excited. As soon as we get out of here today from work, I'm going to go visit my boy at his work.
Oh, nice.
Walk in with a
bunch
with
of
a nice
flowers.
Tasty treat. No. Just go to Praise Joe's, a Katara, and, you know, get him a nice little treat and
that's
a coffee.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
We've got to award a prize as well. Oakdale Wildlife Park. We've got a family pass to give away. That goes to Liz in Cardiff. We were talking about the wind and all the craziness that happened yesterday. Apparently, at some point during a windy event, she lost a lot of what she called small pieces of clothing.
Ah, the delegates.
I'll let you fill that in, the details, fill them in if you will.
Beautiful. Today's Tuesday, don't forget, I got trivia tonight.
Yeah.
So you're going to come to a real good trivia night in Newcastle, Beaumont Street, Sydney Junction Hotel. We kick off at 7 o'clock. If you mention that you heard about it on the radio, you get a bonus point.
That's just nice.
So you definitely take that. One small other bit from me. This Friday will be my last day with the Novos Breakfast Show.
Yes.
Opportunity comes calling. And so as of next week, I won't be here. But business as usual till Friday, and it should be good. And it's been a pleasure to wake up Newcastle for the last bit of time.
Yeah, it has been fun. And we're going to have a fun lot of shows the next few days.
Yes.
And look, I'm sure this new opportunity is everything, and I hope it's everything that you dream of and are aiming for.
It's going to be fantastic.
Awesome. There we go. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.